From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's Blakely Berger and Friends.
There's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around, there's more pretty girls than one. Well, Mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. Said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you a sweet loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I've rambled all around, there's more pretty girls than one.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Thank you. welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 686th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Blake Lieberger. Blake Lee has studied fiddle and violin for 15 years, as well as guitar and mandolin, performing nationally and internationally on radio and television. She now brings her talent to the Red Barn stage. Welcome, folks, Blake Lieberger to Red Barn.
All of my life, out of bed, I've been lucky, never having no wife. I once thought of getting married, asked a pretty girl to wed, but when I asked her to marry me, this is what she said. I don't want to get married, I just want to be free. I don't love nobody, ain't nobody love me. All I want is my money, they don't care for me. I don't want to get married. Met a pretty little gal, I thought she cared for me. Built a cute little cottage, planned a day to wed. But when I asked her to marry me, this is what she said. I don't want to get married, I just want to be free. I don't love nobody, and ain't nobody love me. All I want is my money, they don't care for me. I don't want to get married, I just want to be free.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Brad Becker, speaking with Blake Lieberger.
Blake Lee, you were in Lexington for a long time during your high school years, during your formative musical years.
I was really lucky to grow up in a family that appreciated music. There are a few here, actually. I've always been very supportive. I also went to a performing arts school, which was another blessing in itself. So I had a lot of amazing mentors and teachers on my side. I had a couple of great fiddle teachers, Amy and Daniel Carwile, who are just a gift to Lexington. So they have classical training, and then they're also award-winning fiddle players. Two different genres was just amazing growing up to be exposed to that so young and have a great community around me. So.
Thank you.
I went to SCAPA and we did mostly classical music, but it was also a wide variety. I remember like doing improvisation and orchestra when I was just in fifth grade. So, I mean, it wasn't completely just classical, but yeah, it was mostly classical. And then the Central Kentucky Youth Orchestra was another formative part of the classical experience. Yeah. And I think a lot of people think that if you're a fiddle player and you also play classical music, like you're hurting your technique or something like that, you know? But actually, I think they're very complementary of each other.
So how would you sort of, you know, describe the significant difference technique-wise when you're playing classical and when you're playing fiddle? Like, for instance, with the bow grip.
I'd say the bow grip is mostly the same. Sometimes I loosen the hair on the bow a little bit when I'm playing fiddle music to dig into the string more. The fiddle's got strings. Violin's got strings.
Right. Yeah, right.
How to pull that one on you guys.
I'm glad you pulled that one out.
Some of the bowing patterns are different. And I mean, to say fiddle music is very broad too, so there are a lot of styles of fiddle music. Amy and Daniel did a lot of Texas-style fiddle playing, which has swing influence, so I learned that pretty young. And then I've also recently begun learning old-time fiddle music and bluegrass because that's native to Kentucky, so I felt like I should honor my heritage. My family has 14 generations of Kentucky in our family, so to be a musician or violinist or fiddle player, whatever you want to call it, and live in Kentucky, got to learn the music.
Like, you ended up choosing after high school to go to University of Louisville. How'd that happen?
It just kind of worked out that way. I really liked one of the violin professors there who I'm currently studying with, Brittany McWilliams. She's amazing, and she's very open-minded. She's not a fiddle player, but she's very open-minded to the fact that I am a fiddle player, and she tries to work with me on it, so I feel appreciative of that. The music scene in Louisville has just taken me in, and I feel like some of my closest relationships are because of music, so...
When you decided to go to school for music, was that sort of with the understanding that you were going to be, maybe for the first time ever, studying it, the full-time student of music, and how did that work with you?
I've pretty much always known I wanted to study music. I don't know, I've never doubted it that much. Just because, like I said, it's not just the music I love, but the relationships that have grown out of it. And I just connect with people through music. I've always found it appealing, especially in the fiddle community, because in old time and bluegrass, the whole point is to connect with people. I think I've always known I wanted to study music full throttle, pursuing a minor in Spanish. So that's another passion of mine. So that's been a lot of fun as well.
Did you go to Cowan Creek when you were itty bitty?
I actually just went last year for the first time.
Oh, you did? As a teacher or as a student?
As an assistant teacher.
Nice.
For Erin Marshall. She's an amazing old-time fiddle player. That's in Whitesburg. Paul actually goes to Cowan Creek. We have a whole Louisville community that goes to Cowan Creek
Paul,
every
step
year.
Up.
Yeah, it's out there in eastern Kentucky near Whitesburg.
Paul Martin.
They have a lot of great teachers, a lot of teachers who've really grown up in the music scene in Kentucky. So like John Harrod is one who knows so much about Kentucky fiddling, was around early on when they were able to record some of the fiddle players that were still living. So he has all kinds of knowledge and information about all these Kentucky fiddlers that are really important, but people don't know about. He teaches a fiddle class there. I've taken a couple banjo classes with John Haywood. He's a great banjo player and knows all these Eastern Kentucky banjo styles. I've tried to figure them out. It's just really amazing to see that. I've incorporated a little bit of it into my playing. Actually, this past year was my third year, and I took a fiddle class. I think that might be how I met you, Blakely. I was taking the class that she was TA in with trying to play fiddle.
Was that the first time you ever really picked up a fiddle and took
a
workshop?
I started playing like a month before so that I wasn't a complete newbie, but...
Well, that always struck me as a neat thing about Cowan Creek. I always thought that was a special thing about Cowan Creek, is that you can go there and maybe you've never square danced before, maybe you've never picked up a banjo before, and you can go there and there's no shame in it there. These are some amazing, skilled teachers who are happy to sit down with somebody picking up an instrument for the first time and turn them on to it.
You were everything that I was dreaming, a
in the short time that I spent with you.
This is called Garfield's Blackberry Blossom. This tune can be traced back to the Civil War. There is a, I think it was Colonel Garfield spit on a blackberry bush, and so they called it Garfield's Blackberry Blossom because it stained the bush. So. Like I was talking about earlier, there was a really high demand for old-time music in Louisville. People were like, oh man, we want to learn old-time music. There aren't that many old-time fiddle players here. So as I've been teaching an old-time music class, I've just learned so much myself. I've been digging into a lot of old archive recordings on the Berea Archives, Moorhead Traditional Music Program. So that's been really cool because there are just so many great fiddle players from Kentucky. To be able to pass those tunes on to other generations is... it's necessary, I think.
I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going around this world, I'm a banjo picking girl. Well, I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going to Tennessee, that's where I want to be. I'm going to Tennessee, baby mine. I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going around this world, baby mine. I'm going around this world.
I'm a banjo picking girl.
I'm going around this world, baby mine. This world, baby mine.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Blake Lee Berger, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Blake Lee Berger after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.